time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here for msonewsports.com. What's going on? Late October, here we go. The playoff push is on. One more week of football, regular season, and then we are into the postseason for football. The other postseasons will start as well. Some of them have already started, like golf and North Andover boys golf getting it done. Division One North champions. Can you believe it? Great job. Overall medal winner, Cooper Moore. He's the lone senior on the squad. I'm citing the Eagle Tribune. He had a 4-under par round of 68, and the Knights were three shots better than runner-up Winchester. St. John's Prep held the third spot, and they all advanced to next week's D1 states. But the North champs are your own Scarlet Knights, North Andover golfers. Moore, he was up three shots over BC High's Charlie Fearing and St. John's Prep Trips Holster and Terry Manning. They each tied at 1-under par 71. Brendan Burke and freshman Tyler Fawaz each got solid rounds of 74, tying for seventh. Dylan Lawrence in North Andover rounded out things with an 80. Andover was seventh overall. Central Catholic took 10th. But yeah, your team of the day there, North Andover, Cooper Moore, 68. And you have to go down to Tommy Murphy from Haverhill, was tied for 14th at 77. Jake Morgan tied for 18th out of Andover. Jack Baker tied for 30th. Haverhill, Brady Maggio and Lucas Jenny, 30 and 32, both out of Andover. And the top central kids were Chase Askington at 36 with an 85, and his teammate, number 38, Keegan Hunt, with an 86. Let's see what else. Any other Merrimack Valley kids? Yeah, Ryan McKinnon of the Methuen was tied for 57 at 92. Okay. Speaking of Methuen, we are going to take a break. On the other side, catch up with Methuen football coach Tom Ryan. Team got a huge win. He got a huge personal win. Tewksbury guy, former coach, and they get a win over Tewksbury, primarily at the end there due to someone's foot. Interesting stuff. Stay with us for Tom Ryan and Methuen after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be Methuen football coach Tom Ryan. Coach Ryan, very happy, coming off a win, 27-24.
victory over Tewksbury in a classic MVC matchup. Take me to that game. I mean, first we got to talk about someone's leg that did the trick for you down the stretch there. Talk about your kicker's phenomenal last few minutes there.
I mean, the actual story goes back to the week before. We were playing Billerica, and we actually attempted four field goals against Billerica, and we missed two. I know that Omar was upset, you know, that he missed, you know, he missed like a 45 yarder at one point, which he can hit in practice. He's done many times. And then he was wide left later in the game. So I texted him over the weekend. I said, listen, that's kind of the life of a kicker. And things like that. But I don't think I really got to like tell him how much we appreciate him. So on Monday, actually, we had a team meeting and I talked about how he's the best kicker in the history of the school. And if it ever happens again, we're not going to hesitate to roll him out there to kick a game winning field goal. I never thought it would happen immediately this week.
7 days later. Yeah.
Right. It's just ironic how the whole thing kind of played out and how great he played. And I mean, if you watch the last field goal, it was like a 35 yarder, which is a good high school field goal, but that would have made it from like 60. It was crushed.
Wow.
So kind of a legendary kick. In Methuen folklore, for sure.
Yeah. And then how do you pronounce his last name?
Abatui.
So. Okay. So Omar Abatui. Yep. He ties it up 24-24. He does an onside kick, correct? That's recovered.
No.
Okay.
Yes. But it acted very much like an onside kick would, but it just did it like 50 yards down the field, like one of those hop, 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 and then big hop.
Yeah,
they kind of did that way down the field. You know, the Tewksbury returner, I feel bad for him because there's really nothing he could do. It's just one of those lucky bounces that you get sometimes in sports, and we got that. Really, there was nothing. It not only did it bounce over his head, but it like checked up to like the right of him. So he was like helpless. And then we were down there so fast. And one of our kids hit it like the 15 or nicked it or whatever. And it kind of went forward a little bit more. And we thought we bounced on it for a touchdown, but it was ruled at the 2 yard line, which was actually the correct call. And they actually threw a 15 yard penalty on us because the kids like stormed the field. Well, at least they did a little bit, but. So there's nothing I could say about it because it is what it is, and they were doing the right thing. So that made obviously from a chip shot to a 35 yarder, and the rest is kind of history.
Yeah, and he drills it anyway. And what a last few minutes for that for Omar to do that. And he said best kicker in history. So this is a kid who didn't come out of the blue. Like he's been doing this for you for how many seasons now?
Talk about COVID and different negatives and positives of COVID. The positive of COVID was that Omar was able to kick for us as a freshman in the fall two season. He was sophomore.
Yep.
He would have never have kicked. And he started kicking for the freshman. And like two games in, all of a sudden the freshman coach was like, this kid's legit. So we brought him up and he kicked for us and he's been kicking for us ever since. And he hasn't gone back to soccer. And I'm not sure the soccer coach is happy with me, but he hasn't gone back and he's been our kicker ever since. So that's, we kind of got lucky with the COVID thing in that regard.
That's a great point. Cause I remember now going back to that, you know, spring two, fall two, all that stuff. You had the emergence of the four sport athlete.
Yeah.
In high school, which was never before. Have you had that?
No. And that's like, you can have kids like, you know, my daughter is a senior in high school at Tewksbury High. I live in Tewksbury, which is another whole dynamic of this game. And I coached there for a long time. She was lucky as a freshman to play. She got four letters as a freshman. So she's going to end up with 13 varsity letters.
Right.
Which is almost impossible to do. So that's kind of the way it is. But Omar, obviously, he's a 4-year letterman for us. So that's, I'm glad.
Yeah. You say your daughter's there now as an athlete?
Yes. Yeah. My daughter's, I have three daughters. My oldest daughter is a senior at Tewksbury High. My middle daughter is a freshman at Tewksbury High. I have a seventh grader that goes to Tewksbury Wynn Middle School. My two oldest play on the varsity soccer team. And my oldest is the captain of the soccer team. And
wow.
So they were obviously all there the other night, and part of the crowd, the two oldest were in with the Tewksbury fans, and they were able to witness that, the heartbreak, I guess, on that end. Wasn't on my end, I know that.
No, that's an interesting dynamic in the household. I mean, clearly they're Tewksbury. The kids are never going to, they're not going to root for dad when their classmates are out there battling. Yeah. No way. So what's the dynamic? What was the dynamic like Friday night in the household?
It was good. I mean, my wife teaches. She's the math department head at Tewksbury High.
Wow.
You're an outsider. I taught at Tewksbury High for 12 years. I was an assistant coach there for 12 years under Brian Aylward, and I was kind of his right-hand man for many years, and then I got the job at Methuen. So they're all real good friends of mine. You know, I consider Brian one of my best friends, and, you know, that's always an interesting dynamic of the whole thing. And I know my wife wore a Methuen sweatshirt to school on Friday, and just to kind of rattle the kids' cages a little bit. it was kind of a weird game that turned into the most surreal ending I think you could have. It was we didn't really play that well, to be honest with you, but we did enough to win. It was kind of a sloppy game. There was some drop passes on both sides and different things, but we did enough to win.
Yeah. So it's like you beat, it's like Vrabel when Vrabel beats Belichick, right? Flores beats Belichick. It's like that kind of thing. That dynamic for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've been coaching at Methuen now for 11 years. We haven't played them every year.
Yeah.
I think we've only played them like probably six times. And they absolutely beat us up the first few times. And the last like four times, honestly, have been epic games. All four of them have been ridiculous games.
Yeah. Yeah. And these are two playoff teams,
so we were interested to get out with the win.
So yeah, coach, you know, these are two playoff teams. I mean, you guys are ranked high in Division One. They're in their own their division three. Were they in four? Four. Yeah.
Four, yep.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, this is like playoff atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, at this time of the year, every game is like a must win. You know, even the game coming up against Lowell, we're treating that as a must win because it's just the way the new playoff system works. There's pros and cons of the new playoff system. One of them being, for Tewksbury like the other night, them losing, whether they, one of the negatives or positives, depends on when you look at it, is that if we lost by 3 points the other night, it wouldn't have really hurt us as much. But we winning by 3 points actually doesn't help us as much as you would think, because it's really about like your margin of victory and then your opponent's rating. I've been a big proponent for a few years now is there should be a third column with wins. And I put it out on Twitter. I've asked a lot of people about it because you're going to have some teams like Everett's going to be 7-1 and might not make the playoffs. There should be a third column with wins. They're punishing teams that play in leagues that are, geographically, that's why the leagues are created, and they're punishing them for playing those leagues. And then, like I said, the other night, that's a big victory for us, and we're going to get some points out of it for sure, but there should be another column. It doesn't really penalize Tewksbury for playing a great game, but it really didn't, I wouldn't say it didn't matter to us because it absolutely did, but it didn't give us as many points as you would think.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely some quirks there. Maybe even like you said, a number of wins gets you in. And then there's a Thursday night or a Wednesday night preliminary round or something.
And I would just take the another column being wins, and then you get 2 points per win, and then see how it falls in. That would help mitigate some of the leagues. It would make Everett go from a 16 seed to like a 10 seed. Still is bad for them, but like at least it mitigates it to an extent. But that's my two cents on it.
Yeah. All right, cool. We talked a lot about the kicker. We talked a lot about Tewksbury connections. Now take me to the whole big picture of Methuen football. I mean, the offense is clicking, it seems like, week after week, scoring a bunch of points. What's the 2023 Methuen team versus like the 2022 one?
Well, I mean, we have the two Easton brothers, so they're back. So a lot of the things are the same. We've had an emergence of a Adrian Blake at receiver. He was a sophomore backup quarterback last year. We moved him to receiver, and he's been outstanding. That has been, we've been kind of looking for the last couple of years, but, they use that expression in the NFL, the kind of the receiver that takes the top off the defense and because he can kind of run by guys. Now, I don't know if he can really run by guys, but he's so tall and rangy that he kind of fills that role for us. But, he's a big addition. And then, I would say we're still looking for an identity on defense. We play some really good defense at some points, and then other points we don't. And then we're trying to do some things with the running game, and we're trying to clean some of those things up. But, the Easton brothers make up for a lot of mistakes that we have. And, Shane Easton is what he is. He's one of the most dynamic players in the state. He caught the ball the other night. We really needed to him on the screen. He took it 60 yards. And then I kind of knew at that point we at least kind of tie the game. And then to have his brother, I got a text from one of the coaches at Tewksbury that I'm really good friends with, Robbie Earwood, who's kind of a legendary quarterback of the 80s for Tewksbury. And he was commenting about how good, Drew Easton is in terms of his pocket presence and stepping up. And Drew had a great game the other night. He had some drop balls on him that obviously not his fault, but, he's an incredible quarterback. So it's kind of nice to have all those weapons for sure. But I think we're looking to clean a couple of things up. We still have a lot of penalties. We still have a lot of different things like that we need to fix if we're really going to make a run here. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Tom Ryan is here, Methuen football coach. 5 wins heading into the last week of the season. What kind of challenges is Lowell? I know they're having a little bit of a down year there, but what kind of the coaches are always concerned with something. So what worries you about Lowell coming up?
A lot of things. I know they have, that they throw the ball a ton. Their quarterback is getting better every throw. They have a receiver that's getting Conley, number 18. He's only a sophomore, and he can take the top off of defense. He's the 400-meter MVC champ in track. So he creates all sorts of, stomach indigestion for me, for sure. Then they have some big guys in the, they have a huge nose guard, and they can do some things. They had a good win against Lawrence the other day for the Mill City Championship. They play for a little cup over there, and they don't quit. So they're going to give us everything their best game for sure. So that's what we can expect. We're going to go to Lowell, and it's on the road and different things like that. So hopefully we respond and play well. I think if we play well, we should be okay, if we don't shoot ourselves in the foot, but we'll see.
Yeah. And of course, you got to have one eye looking at Division One and what's going on outside the MVC, although a lot of the teams from the MVC are in Division One in the top 16 at the moment. But what do you kind of see? What are your scouts telling you about the dynamic of some of those teams out there in Division One that you might match up with?
So it's so hard because you kind of get a sense where I would like to think by Tuesday, we're going to find out that we're probably still the 5th seed that we were before the game, before we played Tewksbury. But then again, there's been some teams that have won or lost. I know that, Taunton beat Milton. Well, Milton was a hugely ranked team in Division Two.
Yeah.
So they're going to get all sorts of points for that. What is that going to do to kind of like the numbers with a lot of people and a lot of teams that we've actually played already, like Lincoln Sudbury and Marshfield, they continue to win games. There's a lot of math. There's just a lot of math. So I think, right now, I would say we're the 5 seed right now, but that's going to change next week, after we play Lowell and after a lot of teams play a lot of other teams. So I would like to think if we take care of business, we should at least get a home game, but I actually have no idea who we're going to play, which is another bone of contention because the MIA doesn't announce it till Sunday, which is kind of a gross Sunday night, really, sometimes Monday. That is a gross miscalculation about what football coaches do every weekend. That's just a complete lack of regard for
yeah.
what I mean, I the amount of work that I do on a Saturday to break down films or different things, and to throw that all out on a Sunday night and then try to prepare for a playoff game is another negative of the system. We live in a modern day world that there's no way that should be what it is. And they really have no excuse for doing that, but I don't control that, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. You lose a whole weekend. You lose a whole weekend of preparation, you know?
Yeah. But I guess we all live in the same boat. So, I mean, I would, if I was playing us, I'd be like really upset because our offense is pretty dynamic. And how do you prepare for that in 5 days? Yeah. Not even.
Four full days, really. Yeah.
That's another aggravating part of the system that they need to get fixed, but apparently no one really seems to care. But we'll see.
Yeah. Tom Ryan with Thruin Football, always good catching up. Good luck next week against Lowell, and we'll be patiently waiting. Well, not patiently. We want those rankings out, the playoff matchups set as fast as possible. So no patience there. Get them out fast, and we wish you the best of luck next week and beyond.
All right, thank you very much for having me.
All right, have a good one, Tom. Thanks a lot.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, final segment of the day. Thank you to Methuen football coach Tom Ryan. Great stuff. Moving on to our Merrimack Valley football report. It's the Sylvan Street Grill Merrimack Valley football report that is brought to you by Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. All right, let's go into Division One for football rankings. St. John's Prep at the top. Our top team in there is Methuen, like we were talking to Tom Ryan, 5-2, and finishing things up at Lowell Friday at 6. Moving on to Andover at number 8. They are 6-1, and they're home against Bill Ricker to finish things up. Central Catholic, 2-5, but hanging in there. Super strong opponent rating, obviously. That helps them. And Central will finish things up at Chelmsford. 7 on Friday. That does it for the top 16. You know, Haverhill on the outskirts there, 21-2-5. Division 2, North Andover is 4-2, and they are at Tewksbury to finish things up. Chelmsford right behind at 1-6, but still number 10 seed. They do have to win their third. Actually, you know what? I'm pretty sure they can't make it because they had to win at least 3 games. So there's only one more regular season game left. So Chelmsford is at number 10 now, but they're going to get bounced after this week. So North Andover, yeah, it's going to be your only team in D2. D3, look at Bill Ricker climbing to the top. one of the three undefeated teams in the Division III bracket, 7-0. Milton's right behind them at 5-2. Dartmouth at 7-0 at number 5, and West Springfield at number 8 at 6-0. So one of three undefeated teams remaining. They are at Andover to finish up. If they beat Andover, that's a huge, another huge confidence builder for Dwayne Sigsbury's kids. Absolutely stunning to get that win. Tewksbury's going to be your number one seed, despite the loss to Methuen. Pays to play in the Merrimack Valley, right? 5-2, number one, and that does it. That does it for that division for Merrimack Valley teams. Let's see if there's any of those smaller schools hanging around. Yeah, Shawshene Valley Tech, Bill Ricca-based school, 7-0, number three in Division 5. Hanover and Foxborough are ahead of them in that one. See if there's any other small schools hanging around in the last two divisions. I don't think you're going to have any last couple of divisions here. Yeah, 7. Nope. And then 8. I won't even look because we know that's a done deal. So, yeah, plenty of action and plenty of postseason teams we'll have from the Merrimack Valley. And that does it for this edition of the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. We are here on msonewsports.com. We come out every Thursday morning, weekly. And we also have the North Shore Sports Desk, too. It's run by Kelly Media. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Have a good night.